Italian.
Growing up Italian.
Growing up Italian podcast.
Growing up Italian.
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 Growing up Italian podcast.
Growing up Italian.
Growing up Italian.
Growing up Italian podcast.
Growing up Italian. Woo!
What are we doing, fellas?
Great beard,
cuz you put oil.
It's all over each other's beards.
I have the worst one.
Nah, Rocco, you've been getting a good beard after. I remember in college you had like the yeet, you know, barely connected. Sabino, you got a nice beard too.
I have patches.
I'm a little patched up.
All right, so G has the best beard. Who has the second best beard?
You guys know is like scientifically, like, you know, discovered and genetically. Who's like more prone to be a warrior? Like also back in the days, they used to be able to grow the beard. And also there is a study that said that the more beard you can grow, the more pressure needs to be applied to break your jaw. Like there is a, like study and shit. You can Google.
Really?
Yeah. So people that can grow beards because genetically, like, they know, like, supposed to be, like, warriors or stuff.
Oh, okay, so I'm not a warrior.
No, you are.
Yeah. That explains why his beard is...
Yeah.
You're born to fight.
Yeah.
Is, like, literally.
He's a warrior.
That's nice. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, I never...
Is that an Italian superstition or is that just...
No, just science.
Oh, okay. Science, so, yeah. G, it's been, what, 2 years, maybe 3 years since you've been on the show with us?
More, I think.
More?
Yeah, when it was, like,
I think
2019?
You were 3-0. You were 3-0 when we had you.
I was 3-0?
Yeah. So we officially made full circle where we're starting to do all the old shows over again.
It's time. It's crazy. It's crazy. No, like...
And Tony was on the show earlier.
Tony
on.
Was on, yeah. What makes somebody a Metagon?
You know what Metagon Tony was on... He helped us with the first episode we ever did in my parents' living room. We thought this was like, oh, we're just going to put 3 microphones into the computer. And
yeah, I remember,
man,
that.
We learned the hard way. But yeah, these are 2 guys that have been down with us since day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one thing we'll never forget, if your friends support you, you got to support them back. So I felt it was only right. We had to run it back. And we were talking about this, how a lot of people require constant attention. Like if you don't answer them or if you don't give them the hour call every week, they think you're mad at you. We're not mad at you. We're just busy. So
no, they feel like you don't love them. You know, I don't make time for them and stuff like that. I love when you have a type of relationship that you don't talk to a friend like forever. When you see each other, it's all love.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best.
You know what I mean? But sometimes people are, you know, are sensitive. You know?
Especially Italians, no?
Yeah, very sensitive.
Especially Sicilians, no? No, I'm only saying that because they're both Sicilian, by the way. It's not shot to anybody.
I would say everybody. No matter where you're from, I've been experienced this a lot. Around the world.
I gotta ask both of you.
Yeah.
Are you Sicilian first or are you Italian first?
Sicilian first. I'll outright say it. I mean, I was kind of raised like that, you know, where it's like, whoa, I'm Sicilian, you know?
The best.
I'm proud to be Sicilian, but like in Italy, there is a different mentality about that. Like in Italy, like you're Italian, no matter where are you from. But I see over the years, I think I've been able to understand the Italian-American culture better. You know, I understand the both world. Because I grew up in Italy and, you know, I was raised there. And then I moved here and I've been here like for 6 years at least. And now I start to understand and the difference between, you know. But, you know, who come from Italy and grown up in Italy doesn't make the distinction. Like, I'm Sicilian first and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I am proud.
Yeah. Definitely. I like those orange glasses you got, too.
Thank you.
What are they for?
Yeah,
style?
No,
that's not style. You know, I'm a man of science. That helped me to sleep. You know, they block the blue lights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Listen, if you want to do something, you got to do it good. I'm an athlete, and I try to help myself, you know, in any way possible. So I wear this, like, 2-3 hours before bed, and my sleep improved, like, so much.
I
track my sleep with this. So.
With what?
With the ring. Our ring.
Oh, I didn't. That, oh, I thought you were engaged or something.
No.
Aguri, where you?
Aguri.
No, it's on the right hand. Yeah. All right, so here with Tony G, Gio. We'll say Sicilians are the most superstitious fucking people.
Definitely.
Yeah, I always saw the people from the South. Yeah. You know what I mean? All school, South, yeah.
So we had a video we did together with Italian curses. We're going to keep it a little cleaner this time.
Oh, yeah.
We had a one with Tony where he's talking about what makes somebody real Italian. And that pissed off a lot of people to this day.
What can I do? Most hated, you know.
Till this day, like, I have our old videos. That one always pops up.
Yeah. And to the Medigans, keep doing it. You know, I still watching it up. I'm still watching you guys. Don't worry. I keep an eye on everyone.
The Medigans special.
Real quick, though, before we even get into it, just want to say really love you guys and appreciate you guys having me. Again, I remember when Rocco Sabino, your sister, started, and really proud of what you guys have accomplished here. And
oh, thank you, know, bro.
Excited to be back.
You're the man, Tony. Like Sabino said, we're excited to have you back. You've been down since day one. Today, we're doing Italian superstitions. All right? Awesome. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of superstitions. You tell me if you've done it, you've not done it, and what it means. Because Italians have a superstition for anything and everything. Mm-hmm. All right? You guys down with that?
Let's do it.
So first and foremost, I don't even need the phone for this one. The malocchio. Who wants to explain what the malocchio is?
Easy. I'll explain. I've went through my whole fantasy football season this year. You know? Shout out to James. You know, it's you're winning in fantasy football, and all of a sudden your brother's like, you're going to win this week, bro. Good win. And you wake up, you lose by 12 points, you know. Malocchio, like, a massimo, you know what I mean? So that's what it is. It's basically, you know, it's a negative energy. It's out there. It's against you, you know. And some people do it on purpose. I feel like some people don't even do it on purpose, and it still happens. But malocchio, you know, it's all around. So you got to protect the energy. Like, I'm a big believer of if you're doing something, do it and then say it. If you say it prior, you're putting out that energy, and malocchio come right back at you, you know?
I like that. I like
now,
that.
If we go,
is he missing anything?
If we go all the way back, yeah, he's got the right, I grew up in a very old, you know, neighborhood. Right?
Where was that? So people...
Catania, San Cristoforo. It's okay. Like a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
Very bad. And those bad neighborhoods, you got to understand, just like a couple miles away from like a bad neighborhood like this, where all school, like all the people and stuff like that, you know, and there is like a little bit more criminality. There is a difference of like 10, 20 years, bro. We look like behind the time. Respect, bro, like the city, you know? And over there, you can find the old ladies sitting down in front of the chair, looking at everybody and stuff like that. And those ladies are the people that do the malocchio. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just all school people, you can find people.
But for what reason? Give me an example.
Nothing. You have, like, a problem with somebody and stuff like that, or they're jealous, they don't like you. You know, there is, like, things to do. I don't know how to explain. You know, like, ritual and stuff like that to send bad luck and make bad things happen to the people that you don't like.
Do you believe in that?
Listen, like I said before, I'm a man of science, but there is stuff, like, that I witnessed too, bro. Like, they're like a little weird that you can explain. So I don't say that I don't believe it, but I don't say that like I really believe on it. But okay. I know that there is a possibility in this shit like exists.
A lot of it's off energy too.
Yeah.
I believe
like bad energy. I'm a big
believer in energy. So like those people, like, it's normal. You know, it's like for, you know, another like stuff that you do sometimes when you got a big like. A big like situation, like a big plan or stuff like that. You don't let nobody know.
Yeah, it's like what Tony was saying. Yeah,
understand? Because sometimes people, just by having the thoughts, not even hating on you, but they have different type of beliefs of like, you know, of perception of the thing. So they might send you better energy by saying, "Oh, you're never gonna be able to achieve that. You're never gonna like with me with sport, like boxing, right?" If I used to talk to my grandma and say, "Hey, I want to go in America. I want to be." The best boxer and make money, blah, blah, blah. She would say, like, go get a job because she don't have my same type of view. And she might send me, like, bad energy, like, without wanting
without
it.
Without even doing it purposely, yeah.
So that's why sometimes, like, non dire gatto finché non c'è ne suck. Like, don't say something to you don't got it. You
know? Yeah, I like that.
That's like the lay the chicken before the eggs hatch.
All right. Next one.
Passami la palla, faccio go.
Go.
Sorry, guys.
Go. Go. Go.
Rolex.
All right. What do black cats mean? Black cats.
Volevo un gatto nero.
Nero, nero. Mi hai dato un gatto bianco. E da oggi sto... Hey.
No idea what you just said.
You don't know that song?
No, I mean, I know you said, but what does it mean?
It's bad luck, right? That's what they say. Black cat, bad luck. I mean, I really don't believe in it, but...
So it's associated with witches.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? Those witches, you know, and stuff like that, with all those, you know, black cats and stuff like that. So if you cross, like in Italy, we used to have like this whole like thing to do. Like if a black cat crossed your street, Like, I know, I know personally people are very superstitious. Turn around the car. Or they wait somebody else to pass.
My dad did that growing up.
You understand?
He pulled over.
And I grew up like this too. My mother did that a bunch of times. Or everybody that I know that, you know, do it. And sometimes, like, I had to force myself to don't give energy to this stuff. Because I believe in energy. You know, if you think it's real, if you don't, you give, like, power to this thing. You know, so sometimes, like, I think about, it's just a little cat. Like, let it go. But, but sometimes if I can, I let somebody go through, you know, just in case. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
you let it consume
prego,
you.
Prego.
Right. You know, be my guest. Go ahead.
Yeah,
my
lucky.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Any experiences with you and black cats?
No. Not too crazy.
Dinner table. Can I wear the hat? I don't know.
Nah, come on.
I don't know if this is about, like, superstitious or respect.
Or the hat or on the table.
Yeah. The hat on the table, yes, it's not.
You can't do it. So no. If I put this here, what happens?
You know, it's bad luck, you know. Usually, like, something like this happens, like, if I'm not wrong, if I'm not mistaken, like, it's associated, like, with death or people, like, going in jail.
Okay.
Like, stuff like that. I'm not sure, but my grandma, like, you know, take the hat from there.
Yeah.
When you put the hat on the chair, too.
Yeah.
Like, not even a shoebox on the table, you can't.
Yeah, no shoebox.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's another thing.
Or worn shoes.
Or worn shoes. That's like.
Yeah, tables
bro,
on
right the. Right now, I got shoebox, hat on the table, bro, and stuff like that.
Energy's
crazy.
But
move on.
Well, that's another thing with the Malokyo. What symbols can you counter the evil energy? Because there's symbols.
Like, yeah.
What else?
Yeah, like.
You ever see this one?
No, I never seen,
no, I never seen that.
Maybe it's an Ableton thing.
It might be an Ableton thing. I mean, you can wear a corner shape.
Oh, I don't know if this is appropriate. Guys, you can cut if you wanted to. But in Italy, like in Sicily, what we do when we see something like somebody look at your bed and like malocchio stuff and wish you bad, we touch our genitals.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
And we say that to camufero. In America, people say knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
In Italy, we say to camufero. You know,
let's touch metal.
You know what I mean? And sometimes people are thinking they're ball steel.
Yeah, like when we see a hearse, we automatically touch the keys.
Yeah, like you know a hearse, right? What that is? I'm not going to pay morte.
Oh, okay, okay.
The funeral. Yeah.
How do you say that in Italian?
Carrozza da morto.
Yeah, so whenever you see that, you got to touch metal.
Oh, another thing they do with the carrozza da morto, you never like pass it.
Like so go in front of it?
Yes.
What if you're on the highway?
Yeah, what if it's going 5 miles an hour?
I know people still, because otherwise it will bring that, you know, around you and stuff. So I know people that don't pass it.
Yeah, I guess it can mean like you're rushing to die. You know what I mean?
So I don't know what it means, but like people, like, I know people don't do that.
Superstition,
yeah.
Superstition.
One of those things. So speaking of, you know, death, when you go to a funeral, do you ever stop somewhere before you go home?
Yeah. So that was a big thing for me growing up. I went to a lot of wakes, funerals, whatever the case may be. And every time after wake, we had to stop by.
Some bubble gum or
something? Yeah, bubble gum, soda, candy, whatever it was. You had to stop by a store, two slices of pizza, you know, whatever it was.
Depending where you are, right?
Yeah, if we're by Fresh Pond Road, it's like, I got to stop by Roses, you know, my God, we make an event out of it. But, you know, yeah, that's.
I didn't know this one.
Yeah, I guess that became like.
Because you know,
American thing, yeah.
You can't bring the death into your house.
Yeah, that was
that's
huge
a big one for us.
Growing up.
Yeah,
we go when we go to DeRienzo's, we stop at the corner store right here, and then come back to business.
But I feel bad because then you're giving the other place, you know, death.
That's why you go to a store you don't know, you know.
Same thing when you stop and let somebody else cross the black cat. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, it's like somebody's got to deal with it, right?
Better than me, you know. You're better than me.
Poor innocent, you know, grandma could be gone.
I'm sorry.
The worst thing would have been like you had a full course dinner, now you go into a wake and you're forced to get something. You know, you're having a seltzer all bloated after, you know.
Yeah, but
that was my favorite.
You gotta get something that you're not gonna.
Yeah,
what are you gonna get? A pizza pie after?
But I'm saying, like, even like you're like, I'm good. I don't even want, a drink. And you get a drink, you're like, give it forza, you know?
Yeah.
That was always a little, but.
That's why the gum is a safe bet.
Yeah, it's a safe.
Gives you a little mintiness.
Safest,
you know?
You guys ever hear of don't sleep with your feet towards the door?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
Bed
one.
Position. Let's talk about bed positioning.
Yeah.
So I'll put.
Let's say the door is right here, in this room. If it was empty. Where are you putting the bed?
Right here, going this way.
So no, I mean, I think right there.
I'm putting the
right
middle.
There, facing this way.
Yeah.
You can't put your feet towards.
No, you can't put the this way.
No, I would feet. Put it right here. You know why? Yeah. Because old school people say, like, you don't put the bed by the door with the feet on the door, because usually when you go awake and stuff like that and somebody's dead, that's how you find, you know, the casket on the house, right there. You open the door.
Oh, in Italy. Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So that's why they used
to. Yeah, but for this exact room, this is the smallest wall. Wouldn't it make sense?
No,
put it on that
you
one?
Put it there with the head over there and the feet right here. Yeah, you don't want to have the feet
right
by the door.
Yeah, he is right.
Just so you guys know, the door is right by Tony.
You might put it on this wall, you might put it on that wall, but it's not the good. Like,
not
the
there going this way.
You see, I guess my mindset, and I'm going against the superstitions, like, if a motherfucker comes to that door, I want to be able to be like, what's going on, you know? Like, be alert. If I got to roll over, you know, I want to be up and ready to go, you know? It could be this, but I want to be right there, like, if I got to lunge off the bed,
but
you know.
But he's got a direct line of sight of you.
He does, but I'm shifty. I can move, you know.
I would love to see you roll over.
Yeah, I would like to see that too.
You know? Oh, guys, there is somebody that right now I think is blowing up on social media from my, like, from Sicily. Like, it's like a comedian.
Duracell?
I don't know, I love those guys.
I want to break free. It's this big guy, right? Yeah. Then he's putting, like, you know, fake hair, you know, like gold chains and stuff like that. He's acting like, you know, people from the hood, you know, like, and he's being insane stuff that, like, people from the hood say, oh, they need to, like, walking in their way. And, like, if you look at him, you know, like, Spike Udali. And fake it, like, to be, oh, bro, is it live?
Funny.
I gotta show you guys.
Yeah, show us. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I would pay millions of dollars to see him.
Millions
to see him on a boxing match against, like, a
big fighter, Jake Paul.
No. Our guy. Yeah.
Oh, Joe Gambino.
Oh, yeah. Man. About
I would pay millions too.
Oh man, I can wait to become world champion, dispute, and make money so I can waste this money and make all this crazy shit happen.
That's it, it's gonna happen.
I swear to God,
it's gonna happen.
So, you guys believe in everything in threes?
What?
Tutte cose sono in tre.
In tre.
Yeah, 20. So you can't have two of something, there's gotta be three. If there's two deaths, there's always going to be a third. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that, but
I don't really follow that either. I know, like. You know, death comes in three, all that, but I don't really believe it.
Okay.
You know, I might be the one guy that doesn't believe in the superstitions.
Really?
Yeah, me too. I try to don't believe in superstitions. I try to create my own things, you know what I mean? I don't like to believe in something is set, or if I do something, like, you know what I mean?
This is going
to
happen if this.
Yes.
There's only a couple I believe in. Yeah. You know, there's only a couple.
I've seen, like, people only, like, having the TV on even numbers. Or
really,
the volume?
I've seen that before.
Yeah, that's gotta be like a literally like a issue.
That's OCD, yourself, yeah.
Bro. You're like, you OCD, bro.
Yeah,
my mom low key has a superstition for everything, but I hate it because it could consume you. It literally, like, you're living your life
you
in fear.
Right.
What about laundry on Fridays or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, like stuff like that.
You can't do laundry on Fridays, bed sheets on Saturdays.
Yeah, come on, that's so crazy.
This is all school, like, superstition and stuff. Like,
what's going to happen, though? I don't understand.
If you want, guys, I'm going to be, you know, the guinea pig. And I'm going to record all the superstition, do everything, like, sideways. On the other side.
Do it after the fight.
I'm going to do, like, you know, the laundry on Friday. I'm going to prove everything. I'm going to buy a few black cats trying on the road while I pass by and stuff like that.
You get a cat.
I never seen anybody own a black cat, by the way.
Me neither.
The black cats are always strays.
That's true. Yeah. Nah, it's sad, actually.
Right?
Yeah, it's
true. Rarely I've been seeing that, but it's rare, yeah.
Do you guys leave the same way you came in? Is that a thing? Like, if you enter from the front entrance, you gotta leave through the front entrance.
No, I think,
Rock, this is probably why I have a lot of bad luck. I don't do any of these things, you know? I go, if I come from
the
front.
You go wherever's easier.
Wherever's easier for me. I mean, you know, whatever's
easier. But, like, imagine you're in, like, a huge building in Manhattan, right? You have a meeting, whatever, doctor's appointment. You go all the way up. And, okay, you can exit that way. It's actually quicker.
Yeah.
Are you like, no, I'm going the long way?
No, I'm not like this. I'm just saying I'm just putting it out there because it exists.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
It's funny because us four are probably not even, like, the most superstitious people.
Yeah, we should change the name of this episode to fucking
not superstitious.
We try to, like, to masquerade all those, like, fake superstitions.
Yeah, yeah.
And
stuff.
I'll say the ones that I believe in. All right, so
I like that.
All right, so where my mother's from, she's from the Trapani region, so is my father. they believe that when you have a baby, you can't give a picture to someone or have a picture now with social media, have a picture out there of your baby before she turns or he turns 1 year old. You can't cut the hair in the baby before 1 year old. And that's also with Malokyo. If someone has a picture of it, they could do Malokyo, this, that. So that's a tradition that I was raised on, you know.
So if anybody wants to take a picture of your kids, you say no?
No. But you have, obviously.
Of course, yeah. And I'll show them to people, like, you know, people all the time are like, you always hide her face. How's your baby look like, you know?
All right, let's talk about numbers. I'm going to give you two numbers. You tell me which one's good luck and which one's bad luck. Mm-hmm. All right. 13 and 17. Which one's good luck and which one's bad luck?
13's good luck. 17, I never knew it was bad luck.
I think 17 is bad luck.
Seven's good luck. Seven's a good number. Set.
There is like, you know, like, you know,
of Friday, November 17, too, right?
Friday 17, you know, it's considered like a very, like, you got to be careful. You know what I mean? It's Friday 17. Bad things happen.
You know, you know what's funny on his point? Sveta, when he dropped X Due VR, I should say, he waited for November 17th because it was a Friday on the 17th.
Yeah. So he wanted to rare, like, screw the superstition.
When it happens, it's like, doesn't happen very often. And, you know, Friday comes on 17th.
For that day. Yeah. It's like Friday the 13th for America. Yeah. But in Italy,
it's considered like, it's considered like an unlucky day. Like, my brother was born like the 17th on Friday at the 5 o'clock. Then in Italy, we say 17.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that's right. 17. Yeah. Wow. But so 13 is good luck and it represents prosperity in life.
Then why don't they put 13 on buildings? Like, they go from 12 to 14. Yeah,
very strange.
I don't know. It's
when there is a 13th floor, too.
They don't?
Sometimes.
No. Wow.
Pay attention when you go into buildings. You'll
like,
see.
Like, lucky numbers for me is 52, 7, 13. I'm just giving you my lotto numbers at this point.
You're Anthony.
52.
Anthony, so Antonio, San Antonio is the 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
June 13th.
17 represents il Malocchio del 17. 17 is written as XVII in Roman numerals, which can be rearranged to form the Latin word VIXI, meaning I have lived. So that's why it's bad luck. Mm-hmm. So meaning death is like around the corner.
Mm. That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Sounds tough.
I have lived.
I have lived.
Now, this is another one. Putting a bag or your pocketbook on the floor means an ingenium dissolved. You're not going to make money. You ever put a bag on the floor?
Every day when I come back from the gym, bro.
Yeah, I put a lot of bags on the floor.
How's the money? It's up or down?
I think it's more for purses, like for women.
For women?
Yeah.
Like that would be like equivalent to us putting our wallet on the floor.
So you tell me when I got to open up the door for Aspies, I got to hold the bag?
Well, not the shopping bag. You know, it's do you carry a fanny pack?
No, I do not do that, no.
Uh-huh. You like fanny packs?
No, I do not.
We're on a fanny pack kick.
Rocco's got one.
You wear a fanny pack, right?
No, not really. Sometimes, like when I drive motorcycle or something like that, but not really.
Yeah, I like your style. You're wearing camo pants and pink and orange on the bottom.
Thank you.
Boots are pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, we could go off on the superstitions because you three are, you're killing me here. I don't believe in this. I don't believe in that.
Let's keep going.
We can do saying. We can do saying. Oh, if you still have more, let's go.
Yeah, more.
I don't know if this is superstition, but do you guys pray to St. Anthony when you lose something?
Yeah.
Who?
You pray to St. Anthony when you lose something?
San Dandone.
That might be Italian-American then.
I believed in that. Yeah, I've done that all my life.
You never heard of that, G? If you lose something, you pray to St. Anthony and you find it.
Man, you're good to know.
Good to know.
You ever lose something? Andando.
I prayed them a lot.
I actually have a good question. Do you curse saints?
Managesan.
Yeah. Or like managgia la miseria, like what?
No, but I know like old people, like there is sometimes people are very religious, and I know other older people, then they have such a creativity on like a course on the saints, and it's like unbelievable.
Yeah,
I know.
Where we come from, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro.
Like,
bro, it's hilarious, bro. It's so articulated and, like,
They have a specific saying.
But specific, but bro, like hilarious.
Yeah,
bro,
you stub your toe, there's a saying for your toe. My
favorite is when they go, managers on the end.
That's when you don't want to...
like, say nothing.
That might be our family, honestly.
Yeah.
Tony, your family ever do that?
No.
That definitely is our family.
I know somebody that I
agree with. Like, managers on the end.
Yeah.
What I hate is when people say quita and you know the next word. That I hate because you should never you should never talk about somebody who's dead. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's just fucked up to me, especially... because we don't have our nono here was never, we never, right? Were you born when nono?
I was in, my mom was pregnant.
So that always hit home for me, because when somebody said quita muerte to me, that like, it was like, yo, bro, why, what does my nono have to do with anything? Yeah, like, he's not part of the situation.
I would say it's even worse than, you know, your grandfather.
Yeah.
Somebody said something.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Oh, smug.
That's fighting words.
What does managgia la miseria mean?
Managgia la miseria.
That means like,
what does managgia mean? Managgia, yeah, explain managgia.
Managgia is like, God damn it.
Yeah. So managgia la miseria.
Managgia, goddamn this misery.
Yeah, the misery.
I like the old ladies when they're like managgia when they just hit you with a double managgia.
My favorite is in like, if I go to like my mom's town or my dad's town, I see, you know, relative, I'm like, you know, how are you? Como semo? Ancora casa, you know, because mi sta ammazzando, you know, like. They're always, they're I'm always not saying sulking. All of them, they're I very, know. Like, they're always like ready to die, you know? Yeah, like sempre pregando a Dio che moro domani. It's like, all right. Have a great day. Nice seeing you, you know?
But listen, like, I don't blame them. You know
yeah,
why?
They went through a lot.
Went through a lot, you know? And also, like, look our society nowadays. A real man nowadays don't want to be in this world.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? Look at our society, bro. Look at the new generation. Like, the only thing that I consider myself old school is not even, like, all the superstition or being, like, you know, on this, like, traditional, like, Italian guy. But I need, you know, like, some type of... We lost all the principles in this world. We lost principles. We lost respect, you know. Like, we don't have respect for the older people.
I agree with that.
We don't have respect, you know, like principles and rules that are part of our, like, you know, society, you know. Before, like, you never would see, like, somebody, like, when I grew up, when I was little, bro, if I would say or insult, like, somebody older than me, I would get beat up by that guy.
Yeah.
Then go to my father, and I get beat up again.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you see, like, little, like, kids being disrespectful for older people, and the parents support that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like this.
And you say everywhere or in America?
All over the world, bro. The new generation. I have no more hope, bro. Like, I see a lot of bad things. You see, like, guys beating up girls and...
Yeah, the world's a fucked up place.
All people and stuff like that. Before it wasn't like this. We had a code. We had, like, principles. We had respect. You know, the kids were different. Nowadays, with all the respect, those kids are growing up in a bad way. You know what I mean? A 16 years old from the 60s was more than a man today than a person is, like, 40 years old.
Yeah.
15, 14 years old. Where people that already have responsibility, used to work. You know what I mean?
Married. Nowadays,
bro, nah, bro. I feel like a 90 years old man, you know, right now that I'm 29.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like complaining about this fucking generation, this fucking kid, this fucking music, this, that. Because, bro, I'm old school about that, bro. I'm about like things with quality. I'm about respect. I'm about principles. And I don't see that in this world. You know,
I think the problem is social media too, though. Like, you know where I can get a fresh quality pizza with the freshest ingredients? I'm talking like homemade dough, pecorino romano grated in-house.
Of course.
Where?
Cause Andy's Cold Fire Pizza and Wings. That cold fire is at the heart of who they are.
Oh, they're that spot that's located all in the Northeast, and they have a bunch in Florida, right?
Yep.
Man, I love when you have a good recommendation for once.
Crispy, crunchy, savory, and sweet. Order what you want on Uber Eats.
Listen, guys, from now to the end of the year, December 31st, on the Uber Eats app, you go to Anthony and Son Panini shop, and you get a nice $25 off.
When you use the code Panini.
Gotta use the code Panini.
Terms apply. See app for details. We're very excited to announce a long-term partnership with DeSoto Gastronomia out from Australia. These guys got a really, really interesting restaurant concept where all their profits go to all these Italian charities.
DeSoto has a very interesting story. So they're first-generation Italian-Australians.
They're basically us in Australia.
DeSoto was created in their parents' and grandparents' honor so that they can pay their legacy forward. 100% of their proceeds goes to people in need, charities, and the arts.
DeSoto will be supporting us this year, so you know the content's going to be even better.
Bro, and who knows? Maybe at some point we're going to have to take a trip down under, huh?
I was always curious how the Italian Australians made food.
It's time we find out. Back then, they didn't have this stuff where you can see all this bad stuff going on in the world. Now we see it every day. If you just search whatever. You're saying in person you see this stuff?
Yeah, bro. I see in person this stuff. I see in person stuff. Go around, bro. Go around. Go around.
I don't doubt it, but it's like.
Go around everywhere, bro. Like, that is like before, like, the whole generation, bro. They have more, like, more respect. They have more principles. We take care of, like, more of those little things. Nowadays, we don't have it. We don't have even kids. You don't see kids nowadays, like, you know, having, you know, like family like ours, like Italian family, where you teach respect and stuff like that. You see kids, you know, acting a certain way. Like, I grew up when I used to go, you know, eating like in the house of somebody else, even if I didn't like the food, I would still eat it and be respectful, you know, and say thank you. Yeah. Nowadays, I don't eat that. I don't want, you know, but.
What about like when you would go do the visits? Would your mom tell you don't drink anything?
No, like they would teach me. Like I used to be always respectful, try to not hit too much or do not ask because I didn't want to be like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I miss this. I miss this. I have like be, you know, be respectful and considerate like other people, like feelings.
I know what you mean.
Like, you know, nowadays we don't have that. Even with the music and stuff like that, it's hard. We lost something. So I feel like a home man. And when you say, a home man always complaining, stuff like that, I agree with it, bro. You
know? Yeah, they saw the whole world change before their eyes.
Yeah, they say that. They see the whole world changing. You got to understand, they're 80 years old, and what they believe and grow into it, like, you know, everything changed for, like, a crazy way. Yeah. So they live in a world that doesn't belong to them anymore. And I understand. And besides that, your body's like,
You're ready to go.
So it's hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're not wrong. This is all good points. Like I said, I think the problem with today is they're just influenced by things that they see now.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody being rude, you're going to think it's normal.
I agree with that. It's not easy. I always complain about like kids and stuff like that, or other people around me always with the phone in their hand. And I'm aware of that. And sometimes I do it too. So I'm not complaining about that. Like, we like, you know,
just the world we
suck
live
into it, like, this world or where you, like, need social media, like, fun. I'm talking about, like, principles, little things that make the difference. You know what I mean? Like, being on a train and seeing an older lady or an older person, like, and you get up and give the chair. You don't see this shit.
Right.
See guys, like, sitting down, taking three chairs, and they don't care about anything.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're wrong. Yeah.
You don't see that.
So I hate taking the train.
Before it was standard. Before it was different. Back in the days, was, you know, you're a gentleman. You see somebody, or even a younger guy, they have like a cast on his leg or stuff like that, you get up. You're a gentleman. Nowadays, you don't see that anymore. People like are selfish.
Once in a while, you'll do it all. And that's when it's like night. It hits. If you see a pregnant lady, you got to get up.
Yeah, you do.
Like, if you guys, like, a lot of this young generation, young guys are not like this. They don't have sensibility about that. They don't even, like, care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like me, when I see a older person walking in the street, my heart melts already, bro. Because I understand, like, I love grandparents. I love older people. Yeah. They have a story to tell, love to give, and stuff like that. And when I see other guys, bro, like, I see those young kids, like, beating up a whole man, punching from behind.
Yeah.
Bro, I go crazy. Heart. I always, like, pray God to never, like, make me see something like this in person because I'm gonna end up in jail, bro. 1,000%, bro.
You can't let it get to you, but that's just the world we live in.
If I see a young guy, like a group of young guys, punching a whole man and beating him up, bro, I'm gonna make sure at least to grab one and bite his ear off.
I believe
that's
that
the boxer yeah, in you.
And chew it and swallow it so you can have it back and can reattach.
Non sente niente più. Well, yeah, G, let's talk about what got you into boxing.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're bringing up valid points.
Yeah, it's very valid.
What got you into boxing? Like, you seem more, you said you're a wise man for your age, very respectful. You seem like you had a great upbringing, but I know it was tough. You told us on the last podcast that, you know, growing up in Sicily was hard.
I'm just loving
there you go. Make it hard. So what got you into boxing?
I was just like a very good kid, a sensitive kid, you know, then you wanted to be stronger, you know, then you wanted to be the person that, like right now, I see like I become the person that I needed when I was young. You know what I mean? Because even the toughest guy, I was acting all tough growing up, you know, and being all like, you know, the tough guy of the group and stuff like
that. Yeah, you're a short guy, so.
And but in reality, I was like scared. I was scared about a lot of things. I was insecure. When you see all those people out there try to look strong, they actually like are like not comfortable to be vulnerable. You understand? And that's why I could say like it got me into boxing. And then when I face myself, when I face the reality, when I see them before a competition, like the only thing that could have stopped me was me, my fears, my thoughts. And I fall in love with the fact that sport like this, like boxing, you can lie. You can act all tough and do whatever you want. But when you step in the ring, bro, it's real. It's what you got.
Person,
it's right. What you
You're
got.
Fighting with your life.
And most of the time, bro, I swear to God, it's not even you against the guy. It's you against yourself. I swear, bro,
yeah.
There is not much different between me and somebody else. It's all about how, it's like a pilot, how you drive the car. We're all humans. Yeah, I can be a little bit faster than you. You can be a little bit stronger than me. But it's how you react to adversity. It's how you react with yourself, how you prepare, how disciplined you are in training. It's all about this, bro. And that make me fall in love because I see my limits. I say, oh, my God, I get too anxious before. And this and that, you know what I mean? And I wanted to overcome that. And when I did it, bro, wow. It's like I felt like, you know, I felt so good. And I keep on doing it. And that's why, you know, I love boxing. I keep on doing it. I want challenges, you know. And keep, you know, I keep improving and make myself a better person. Believe it or not, the better fighter I become, the better person I become in life. And I know the difference because I wasn't. I can see the difference, bro. You know, be more humble, you know, be more open mind, like a lot of things. Control my emotion. I understand the emotion of other people. You know what I mean? Because what you do with boxing, it's like a mirror. You learn about yourself. And when you learn about yourself deeply, you can understand about others because we all bleed in the same way. We all have fears. We all have, like, you know, anger. We all have the same thing. We all feel the same things. So when you deeply know about yourself, you understand the others, and then you're able like to do special things.
I didn't know you were a motivational speaker too. Boxer and motivational.
No, but it's all about being motivational speaker. It's like I'm speaking the truth.
Yeah, but you're very wise for your age. You know, you got a ear on me, but you speak like you have way more knowledge than I could imagine at my age. So,
but it's not about age. It's about what you're going through. I've been through a lot. You know what I mean? And I had to overcome a lot to be where I am today. And I still had to overcome a lot of things in life if I want to get what I want to get. So that's what gets you. It's like training, bro. The more you do a rep, the stronger you become, you know? Yeah. And I had to do a lot of reps to be where I am. So that's why I learned all these things.
And you're not stopping anytime soon.
No, but what do you want to do? What do you stop for? You know what I mean? But that's the problem of our society, too. People stop. They get content, you know? Yeah. Why you want to get content? Get a job, yeah? You know, it's like growing up Italian. 500,000, a milli. 1.5 million, 2 million. What, you want to stop?
You want to keep going?
Let's get to 100 million, guys. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about
why
that.
Why not?
I don't think there's 200 million Italians in the world.
Listen, bro. You gotta aim, you know, to the sky, you know, to the moon. And you fall. Well, is the same. You know,
growing up, Cristiano Ronaldo, we could do.
Yeah,
bro.
Aim for the stars, shoot for the moon.
Shoot for the moon. Yeah, let's see, bro.
Yeah.
So the title of this episode should be four most unsuperstitious people in the world.
And a motivational speaker.
I want to put my head through the wall.
You know what? You know what I love about like doing a podcast with you? I totally forget about the camera. I'm probably like being like funny, ridiculous, disturbing you, like when you guys making, like, you know, asking questions and stuff.
Oh,
like,
no, you're good, bro.
The most beautiful thing, I think, you guys are able to create, like, beautiful content, because it's like a friendly, like, situation. Like, there is no camera.
A lot of people we're been being real, that, you know what I mean? Yeah.
We just sit down.
That's
and
the whole
talk,
point, bro.
And
we're sitting down.
And that's why you guys are successful, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's
everybody,
why it's fun.
A lot of people lately that have been watching the show, the important people watching the show, all say that these conversations remind them of, like, sitting in the stoop. Yeah. Like, sitting in front of your house, like,
yeah,
I love
just
it. Yeah,
knowing
I love
people,
it.
What we're not out here to get anything else, but just like this is podcast based on our life. So we saw you like a couple weeks ago. Let's have you on. Rock told me, yo, we haven't had Tony on in a minute. Let's get him on. You know, like, so it's just like what's going on in our current lives. It's not like we invite somebody because they have 2 million followers. We had like plenty of times where a guest has all these followers. Oh, I want to come on, but I don't know you. Like, what are we going to talk about? Like, I don't want to sit there, prepare for an interview. It's
like
about,
like you
really
said, it's all about being genuine. When something is genuine, come from your heart, bro, like, you do good things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, bro. I love your story. I'm a big fan of you guys. You know, we're here in your corner.
I see, like, bro, when me and Rocco talk about this, I can tell, bro. There is something that probably, like, we are similar.
We're a nice
something
team.
That, something that you want to overcome, or do you overcome, that make you, like, understand what I'm talking about.
Bro, you're a smart guy. You're very wise. You know, and I want you in my corner because you're also 6'6", you know? I can't do enough
to beat anybody up, well, you know?
It's like G's in the front. I'm like, yeah, yeah. I'm right behind you, you know?
No, bro.
I'm not going to do anything, but I got you. I spot that off.
Yeah, you. But you got to be like Italians, you know? Like, always going down and say, oh, you can be strong. Say, I hurt you with the finger.
The finger? Yeah. What's that do?
Huh?
What is that?
Shoot.
Oh, okay.
when I play around, you know, with all the people and stuff like that, you know, they say all I need is a finger.
I thought put up a rule, you know?
No, all they need is a finger.
Well, we got Tony here. Tony, what you got going
What's
on?
What's going on? A lot
What's
of things.
I feel like every day is a new adventure with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, a lot of things. I mean, the one thing I guess I'm mainly focused on is growing, you know, my DJ business. I run a small DJ business and
G-Sauce Beats.
Yeah, I'm a producer. Speaking about what you're saying, stopping, one thing that I can admit, and I have a fault about it, I stop a lot. Like, producing is one thing. I've been producing for a long time, and I'll keep making beats, and then I'm like, this is not going to lead to anything. And I'll stop. I won't touch my computer for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Then one morning I wake up, and I'm like, all right, today I'm making 10 beats. And I'll sit there and I'll find samples. And, you know, that's the one thing that I've been talented with music. And God bless, I have been talented with music. But I don't think I've utilized my full potential to it. And it's a fault. But I love making music. I have a love for it. And that's why there's times where it's day after day after day after day where I'm making music. And even DJing. I love to DJ.
But
you know, and
you know
a lot
what,
of funny
you know,
stories
like,
too.
I understand what you're talking about. You know what, like... Can you make it hard for me?
This is ridiculous.
You gotta put one blooper in at least in the hard, no?
You wanna hold it for me?
This is nuts.
I think it's this thing right here.
Guys,
though.
It's gotta be this
thing. It's this
training,
thing that's
bro.
Loose. Because everybody else has it tight, and then that one.
I see a little gap there. I know what you're talking about.
No, it's like this.
Gotta order another one. I'll order another one.
No, it's
I'll throw
just
this out
so
the
hard.
I'm gonna throw this out the window
you
right
know
now.
You know
bro.
What you gotta do? You gotta get the tool, like. How do you call
a
it?
Wrench.
A
wrench,
yeah. A wrench and do it hard.
Wrench
and
it
then
up.
You can just move it like this. You
yeah,
understand?
You got to wrench it up.
Yeah, so you've got to go suck all this up.
Hey.
What are you saying, Tony?
Hey, yo.
But yeah, I mean, it's just a love-hate relationship I have, you know?
No, we was talking about, like, sometimes, bro, it's all about consistency. Sometimes it's all about that, bro. Like, you can do something wrong so many times, but you keep on doing it until you get the right one.
Right.
So my suggestion to you, brother, never stop doing what you're doing. I know sometimes you need to be stronger, bro, when nothing changed. You know how many years, how many days I run in the rain, cold, freezing, and I still didn't make a dollar. I still let nobody know me or nothing. And I still do the same thing over and over and over and over. And now I'm here, brother. And sometimes when I still do it, you know, and around the same neighborhood and stuff like that. And I think about it, wow, bro. Wow. Look what's happening, bro. I used to go around like in New York City, like with a bicycle. Look at me now. The other day I was driving my car, going to the gym. And I said, man, I got nice bands. I'm going to the gym. You know what I mean? A couple of years ago, I used to go around with a bicycle and make and doing like 10, 20, 30 miles. Go to the gym, go back twice a day. I said, nah, I got like a nice car. I said, why should I stop now? Maybe in a couple of years, it's going to be me in a Rolls Royce.
Or a helicopter.
Thinking the same thing, bro. And be like, look, I'm going to the gym with a Rolls Royce now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes, like, you got to keep on doing it, even if it's not paying off. It takes so much strain when doing it where it's not paying off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So that's there's the reversal, like, the DJ businesses where, like, we started as, me and my partner, we started as, like, a joke, kind of. It was his cousin's first birthday, and on my laptop, I only did house music, and poor kid's first birthday, we're dropping, like, epic Cannonball for whoever knows that sort of music. It's, like, that's not the type of music to be dropping.
I'm sure you got a nice tip.
Exactly.
You got a nice tip on that one, right?
A little tip, yeah. But now looking at it, like that was 5 years ago. Now looking at it, we have great sound system. We have consistent clients. We have consistent gigs, and that's something that we've grown. Again, and I keep saying that too. It's like, why should I stop with the DJing on the weekends? Like, let me just keep it going and see what it could do. And maybe one day this will all be a full-time thing, making music, DJing. But, for now, listen,
it's up to you.
I'm a man of the grind, bro. I just keep it going. Yeah. I just keep it going.
Sometimes we don't invest enough.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the problem. You know what I mean? Me, I had no plan B. You know what I mean?
This is your plan.
Yeah, like that. No, because I really think about it, right? People then have, like, something back at home. Like, people then do what I do. They go to another country and stuff like that. And then after the first few adversity, they're very hard. Feel alone, you're not doing nothing, you're living bad, you know what I mean? They go back home. I didn't have a home to go to. That's my secret. I'm not better than other people. I just didn't have a plan B, and I never stopped.
So plan A had to work.
I swear to God, bro, there's nothing special, you know what I mean? When you don't have a plan B, bro.
Plan A has to work, yeah.
You're going to make it work, bro. Yeah. Sometimes we're comfortable, and we're really willing to pay the price. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I think that's been the biggest thing for a grown-up Italian. When, Sabino helped me out with an opportunity to go full-time with this, that's when I feel like things started to take off. Because I was half in and out.
You just said the part where you think you're going to quit, everything. Yeah. And it actually happens.
Yeah.
When you're right at that point where you're like, oh, shit, let me stop. You just push past that.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know how close you are.
Yeah,
sometimes you can be like you're really like an inch away from like breaking, the wall, and you stop. You know what I mean? So
a lot of people do that too. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's how the world works because everybody's scared. Yeah, that leap is sometimes you don't know how far that jump is going to be, so you don't want to take that risk. Why jump if you don't know if you could get to the other side?
What I was gonna say, how long have you been boxing now?
Like 10 years, maybe more than 10 years.
It takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Yeah. I'm just going straight clips.
I'm actually like, I've really start late. Usually like in my business, like you see like boxers starting like 6 years old, 10 years old. You know what I mean? I start like late.
Wow.
You're a late bloomer.
Very late. But if you do something fully invested, when I decide to do boxing, like I'm like off like crazy. Like, when I do something, I do all the way. Good and bad. Whatever I do all the way. So when I decide to box, I start, bro. I went to the gym. I fall in love with it. And then I start to train like an athlete. I start, like, to literally don't even work anymore. And people are like, what are you doing, bro? Like, 5 a.m., raining, cold in Sicily. And I used to go run in the morning. I train in the afternoon. Spend, like, all day to the gym. Since, like, the first few days I start. You know what I mean?
Crazy. All right, to get off the, inspirational stuff here, let's have a little fun.
All right.
We're here with two Sicilians. We're going to do blind ranking Sicilian foods. So I'm going to give you 5 Sicilian foods, one at a time. You tell me where it goes from 1 to 5.
And you guys got to work together on it.
Yeah, so you got
to
agree.
You got to agree to the spot.
All right.
Pronto sei?
Hai una fame? Ming.
Okay. First one, arancini.
Number one, I don't know. That's for me.
So I would love to say that because, like I said, now I've been here in America enough time to make the difference, to understand both worlds, 100% both, or the both. If you go in Sicily and get an arancino, it's number one. If you get arancino here, it's number four, number 10. So, depending where you get the arancino.
Villa Bata.
No, leave.
Like Villa Bata.
Whatever you get the arancino, I would say, like, if you get like a really like good arancino, bro, that's.
So where's it on your scale? You got to agree.
No, depend on the other food. No. So you got to say.
You don't know.
So. I would give like a good number three, bro, right on top.
Three mean. I give it one in Sicily, and Villa Bata's one in New York for me. That's what I'll say.
But I'm gonna. So then you got to agree.
You guys want me in the middle at two?
Want me at two? I mean, I think it's one, but we can meet at two.
I'm not going to move.
Don't forget, this guy's a boxer.
Yeah, so. I don't have an argument with this guy.
Choose your fights
right,
wisely.
I'm trying to think of the other.
Come on, baby. Should we do separate
rankings? No, gotta agree.
Let's keep it up, Trey. All right.
You don't know what could come next. You know what I mean?
I know.
What
could be a nice surprise.
I'm trying to think what is going to be next.
All right, next.
Go ahead.
Panella.
There we go. You see, now, listen, Panella, same concept. In Sicily, great.
I like that. Well, that's why it's Sicilian.
But America, right? I mean, yeah, you've had horrible ones. Yeah. I mean,
no, I never had it here in America.
What's the right things on a panpanella? Because I see like lemon, ricotta.
I just like it with the lemon on bread.
Wait, can somebody explain what it is? It's just fried cheese?
It's fried chickpea.
Oh, delicious. Yeah.
You should have let me know. My mom could have made some for that.
I'm not a fan of that. I never had it.
Why?
It looks terrible, bro.
No, it's
bread with chickpea bread?
Yeah, but you try it over there fresh.
Yeah, brother, try it over there.
Fresh, never frozen?
No, the difference between here and in Italy is all the product, bro. When it's fresh,
right,
whatever you eat, if it's fresh, you know, and simple. Like here, if you eat something like simple, then it's not fresh. You're not going to like it. You need more ingredients. You need you to make an porcata before the ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Right, so where are you guys putting it?
See the.
You got the first one. Let him get the next
quattro,
one.
Quattro.
Okay, yeah, so right now it's three.
And four.
Arancini and four is. Okay.
But there's not much left. That's the problem.
All right. Now pasta con le sarde. Where do you put that?
Pasta quesada.
You're really trying to make me hungry tonight.
That's number 999.
I work out. I would say two.
I'd put that one also. Minky, he's been hitting.
You got everything number one.
Yeah,
huh?
For real.
That's number one.
You must be hungry right now. That's why. You're like my girl when I go grocery shopping when she's hungry. I said, baby, don't you ever go again when you're hungry grocery shopping.
Gonna,
you spend thousands of dollars. You get these, because she's hungry, bro. She buy everything.
I suppose it's hard. Are you a fan of fish yet? No?
Yeah.
See, I was raised in a house where my father, my nonno, and all my family for my dad is, they're all fishermen.
Yeah.
So for me, pasta con le sarde is great, but we could put it. I'll go.
My grandma does it with like. How do you say? Como se llama mudriga?
Mudriga.
Yeah, but how do you say?
Breadcrumbs.
Oh my! With the breadcrumbs, you know, toasted.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, with
it's
the great. Pinoli. Yeah. Oh my!
San Giuseppe. That's when you have it.
Mudriga senza.
Con la mudriga.
What does that mean? The dough? That means dough?
Yeah.
No, mudriga is breadcrumbs.
Yeah, breadcrumbs. But they dry it out. They dry it out.
But why does the guy who makes sandwiches say "Mudriga senza"?
Because that's the inside of the bread.
Right, the inside. Yeah. Mudriga.
How do you guys like your sandwiches?
I like a mudriga.
I like it. Yeah, I like
it. A little more fucking how you doing, you know?
Yeah, soak up the vinegar.
Like this, you know?
All right, we can put that too. We'll put
two.
What time you close it tonight?
We're closed. 8 o'clock, we closed.
But that's the perk to be friend with the boss.
The problem is we have no more mudriga.
Let me go make it like a pasta quesada.
I think you have some more hitters there. So
two?
We'll put that too. Yeah.
So that's two. Okay.
Yeah, I would say two, you know?
Okay.
Don't play dirty.
We're going to do granita con le brioche. Ice cream in the brioche.
I'm not really a fan of gelato con brioche. I've never been. I like it just... You know,
I can show you a video, bro.
Of what?
Bella granita che brioche. Yeah. I remember, bro, when I was little growing up, there used to be a home man that was like already 90. I think it was 95 or something like that. He used to have a little carretto, una lava. He used to come, he used to make fresh, like, you know, granita with the brioche. Oh my God. One of the best memories I still have.
So is that your number one, G?
It's not my number one, but we don't have no spots left. So
we have one or five.
We got one or five.
I would say five.
Yeah, we'll put that five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last one. This got to be number one.
Yeah.
Gizzards. Nah, I'm kidding.
Gizzards.
Cannolo.
Yeah.
Oh, we're missing two other ones that we're going to give honorable mentions to.
You see, for me, if I had to rearrange it, I'm not going to. We could obviously last.
Yeah, I wish I could. Yeah,
I wish I knew a cannolo was coming at one point. You know, but you were very smart the way you
like that?
I do like
that. I think you guys did well.
He does his content for a living. Yeah. But we should give honorable mentions to Pasta al Forno.
Yeah.
That's the OG Big Ziti.
Pasta al Forno here in America? No. Pasta fun in Italia?
Yeah.
It's just pasta and sauce, guys.
No,
the same thing.
First of all, the way you make the ragu sauce.
Ragu?
Yeah.
You know, ragu
to fare la pasta al forno.
Yeah,
yeah. He is totally different. Here you make the sauce, and then you make it. You know, you make the ground beef, and then at the end you put it together. In Italy, first of all, guys, I'm a chef.
This guy does it all.
What
this
you do? Nah, for real. What you do? You're gonna have onion. No, come si dice? Cipolla. Cipolla, carote. Poi come si chiama?
Parsley.
So yeah, bravo. Poi lo fai saltare, lo fai diventare dorato, you make it gold, then you put the
tomatoes inside?
No, you put the ground beef, and half is going to be a veal, and half is going to be a pork, because they have a different concentration of fat. Mm. So that's going to be the consistency of,
science, the man of science.
Then you make it become gold. When it's nice and gold, you put a little bit of white wine, lo fai evaporare, keep salting. Then you put the tomatoes, and then you make it cook slowly for like at least
in the oven.
3 hours. No oven.
You don't put it in the oven?
No.
How does it get crispy then?
Because you
on the frying
pan. Talking about the sauce right now.
I'm just explaining the la procedura just to make the ragu sauce.
And when do the spaghettios come?
And here, bro, here when you eat the pasta forno, bro, it's just like a bunch of ingredients. You know, you mette ricotta, mette ghee. No, bro, there is like a way to do the things. So pasta forno in Italy, number one, and I'm ready to fight everybody in the room, in the building,
in
New York City.
We're gonna lose here tonight.
In New York City.
Wait, so what was the other one? Was the other honorable mention?
Stignoli?
Stignoli.
What is that?
Stignoli.
That's the pig intestine.
Oh, the rat?
I don't really.
How do you say Stignoli?
No.
Stignoli.
Yeah.
We in Catania, we have carne di cavallo, the horse meat.
It's good too.
Yeah. Oh.
In Milano too, they have
Is that legal?
That shit is dirt, by the way. That shit is disgusting.
No, bro.
It's not.
It's tough meat.
Tough meat.
Yeah.
Guys, you know what's my dream? I want to take you all to Sicily.
Yeah,
oh, you're paying them there.
Hey, we're there.
You say the word.
I'll be there this
summer. Let's get a villa.
In your private jet?
Oh my God. I'm gonna get a house. You're going to make sure to be there. And I'm going to take care of everything.
That's great.
Say the word. We're there.
Listen, you said it on a podcast now. You got to be a man of your word.
Bro, you think I'm stupid? Over there in Catania, you think it's like New York City? I'm going to make you live like kings with like $200 like a day. 10 people. You know what I mean? Dinners, you know, lunch, everything.
There's good training there? We could get some...
Depends what you want to train. You want to train your stomach?
Yeah.
I will argue.
For a pasta al forno, where you're from, they put the raisins or no?
No. Raisins, no.
I seen Sicilians put raisins in their meatballs. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I saw raisins
But I've had, you know, like the way they make it in Tropic.
You gotta fix this for the next one.
This motherfucker tomorrow gonna have like a
raisins?
Papaya fucking bicep.
Well, so I've never been to Sicily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To somebody who's never been to Sicily, what are the must-dos?
Definitely, you got to try the street food.
Yeah.
You know, for me, like, to really understand, like, you know, the quality. I see here in New York City, bro, everybody, I saw a place making money just by, I have this problem, this issue, right? Sometimes with my girl, we have, like, some arguments because I'm very old school. I like to go to the same place, you know, on Sunday, get the same thing.
Where you get
thing.
Taken care of.
Don't even look at the menu. She like to explore. Oh, look, I saw this little place. So cute.
I saw this on Instagram.
I saw on TikTok. Let's go over there. You go over there, bro. The price is unbelievable. I'm not a cheap guy. Listen, for a good meal, I'm ready to spend whatever it takes. But it's got to be good. It's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
And you go in place with for real, bro. They serve you like McDonald's fries, bro, and stuff like that. You pour like zero, like, you know, service. You know, you get a coffee, they don't even give you like the spoon. Like, you have to do with the knife and stuff like that. In Italy, there is not that. In Italy, there is like quality. Wherever you go street food, bro, service. You got people that smile at you. The food, they clean, this and that. Like, you don't have this.
Yet. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that would be like a nice like experience. Just this, just see like the difference of the quality of the food and how they treat the clients.
Like for me, the closest thing to Sicilian food in America that's great is Villabatta made in Sicily. I recently went there. It was
I gotta go.
You gotta go. It's great. Yeah. It's great.
When you take me, Sabina?
Whenever you want.
Tomorrow.
Let's go.
Friday. No, Wednesday.
After your fight? You wanna go?
Wednesday.
Oh, you can always before your fight.
I'm fighting heavyweight. My opponent got like, it's like 265. So I'm like.
How much weight difference is that?
Like
60 pounds?
Like I'm like 210, 215.
Well, how is that allowed? I understand.
Because
once you're over 200.
Once you're over 200, yeah. I fight like cruiserweight and heavyweight.
But that's not a disadvantage to you? I mean, you're going to be a little quicker, but.
Listen, I can really fight. I can do it. I can afford that. Give you 50 pounds. You know what I mean?
Don't give me 50 pounds. I want to give you 50 pounds. You could use it, actually.
No, but, you know, like, yes, it's like a big advantage on weight, but, you know. Everybody got the cards to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to plug in before?
Yeah, we talk about like must do's when you go to Sicily. Like the beach there is phenomenal. Yeah.
San Vito Lo Capo.
Oh,
Mondello.
Mondello. Oh, I remember growing up from Catania, we used to drive to Mondello.
How far is that drive?
Not too far. About like 40 minutes.
Oh, it's not bad. All right.
How long does it take to go from one end of Sicily to the other?
About 8 hours.
Oh, it's that big?
Driving?
Yeah, I've done it before.
The problem is not the distance. With the highways that we have here in America, it would take like nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you have to go through all the mountains.
It's all these highways that are all fucked up and these, you know what I mean? But
last time I went there, we went from Sicily to Calabria, where my wife's town's from.
Okay. So and you went all the
way. We went through everything.
You passed through Taormina, Messina, and then get the traghetto. And
how
then
much
go.
Did it cost to do that with the car on the...
Well, my dad didn't, but the ride said on the GPS when we started, it's funny, it said for the whole ride about 10 hours. We got there in 13 because he stopped at every auto grill on the way. I swear to you, I was like, all right,
Mandatory. From Catania,
so from where you go to so...
Calabria.
Wait, are you talking about Sicily? Or
Sicily from where?
So we went from Mazzara del Vallo.
Okay.
You know, all the way to Rocca di Neto, which is in Calabria.
There's a bridge?
No.
They've been saying for years. Yeah, put on the boat. Okay. Yeah,
they're working on a bridge. They've been saying
for years
that
it's doing a bridge, but...
It's been like over 20 years that they're talking about it.
My dad said when he was a kid they were talking about it.
My
dad's almost 60.
Maybe when our kids are our age.
Our grandkids.
Maybe when our kids are 100.
Yeah.
The way Italy does highways? Forget about it.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Anything else, boys?
No, I think we're hungry right now. He's very hungry. No, I'm kidding. But listen, guys, I love talking to you guys. It's so beautiful to be here with you guys and have fun, play around and stuff.
Always a pleasure. We love to play around, right, G?
Always. Listen.
What's going on here?
Listen, when you stop playing, you stop living.
Yeah, true.
Okay? Here we go. Again.
That's true.
That's what I like to hear.
Don't you ever stop having fun, bro. Whatever you do, you must have fun. And then you'll be successful.
I like that.
And then you'll be successful.
Gee, look into the camera. Give your best advice.
Whatever you do, try to have fun and don't take yourself too seriously. Okay? And you're going to do great things. That's all.
Hey, boss. Gee, Tony, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
La prossima.